Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of JPostRadio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
Chukas is the parsha, just as the last two parshas, Shlach and Korach, were sad parshas. Chukas is also a very sad parsha because it's the demise of Moshe Rabbeinu, of the great Moses who took the Jewish people from Egypt and brought the Torah down from Sinai. And here, for whatever reason, there are many reasons advanced what Moshe's sin was, but whatever it was, we can't, it's almost beyond us to understand that Moshe is also condemned that he will not come to the land of Israel, which was his lifelong dream and hope and something that he aspired to with all of his heart and soul. There are a lot of reasons why that are advanced. I just want to discuss two of them, which really are based on the same idea. If the people don't go, then Moshe can't go. That's pretty much what the rabbis say. We are all prisoners of our generation and of our time. And they used to say in Yiddish, what happens to the Klal Yisrael happens to Reb Yisrael, meaning what happens to the general Jewish community happens to individual Jews. We have had stark testimony to that over the last centuries, that a person doesn't live independently of his group, his society. He's unable to divorce himself from the people, and that's especially true of a leader, right? So if the people aren't going to make it, then Moshe is not going to make it. And the other idea that's involved here is the fact that if Moshe does make it, if he does come to the land of Israel, so then there's a new generation, a generation that didn't grow up with Moshe, a generation that, so to speak, saw Moshe as being superhuman. The old generation remembers Moshe, you know, when he was a kid playing marbles, so they haven't been perspective. But here is a new generation that never knew Moshe as a young person, never knew Moshe in any other form, except as being the man who has such a shining countenance that he has to wear a mask on his face and performs miracles and he speaks to God, etc. When Moshe would bring them into the land of Israel, so then the tendency would be that they would make Moshe a god. They would raise Moshe from the level of a human to being more than a human. And God did not want that to happen under any circumstance. Therefore, Moshe can't take them into the land of Israel. They have to have a contemporary take them in, Yoshua. And Yoshua already is, you know, one of the boys, so to speak, right? They know him. That's an important lesson that a leader, no matter how great, is not a god. And we have to always watch carefully and be careful not to deify people, because either that leads to destruction, disappointment, or it leads to idolatry or to different religions. And Moshe's fate here is not purely due to his own behavior, but it is influenced also by the society that he lives in, the time that he lives in, the generation that he lives in. There are other factors that enter into it and that prevent Moshe from himself leading the Jewish people into the land of Israel and fulfilling his lifelong dream.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Chukat.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.